Pastor Troy King presents this life-changing message to encourage, inspire, and motivate you into your destiny. Get ready to receive this wave of glory from Pastor Troy King as it flows from heaven to minister to your spirit.
Y'all missed it. It only takes 3 days. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow you reach it. Look at the verse 4. But this is where some of you are right now. It said that then David and the people that were with him, they lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. Now you have to understand, you done cried your last tear on yesterday. I know you had to give up some stuff. I know you lost everything you had, but I ain't gonna shed no more tears. In other words, you gotta understand, like David now, and David now and his men, they began to weep till they had no more power to weep. So it means, woman of God, that you can't let your emotions get in the way this season. You'll get it in a minute. Sister Keisha, it means I can't let my emotions get in this year, because the devil want to try to affect you emotionally. He want to try to beat you down with your emotions, but I done cried my last tear. I ain't going back into my tomorrow, but I'm going back now into the next year that God is going to bless me. But here it is. Can I teach a little bit? Here it is now. You have in verse 4 that they are weeping till they have no more power to weep. Now they're emotionally disturbed. Now they in their mind, they're crying, they weeping, they having a pity party now. And now, see, what you got to understand, the reason you can't get emotional in this season, because when you begin to walk in a spirit of emotionalism, you begin to blame people for certain things. Oh, so you got to understand what the scripture is saying. See, if you look back in the first couple of chapters, in the first couple of verses, they begin to blame David because of what they did to Ziklag. They said, David, it's your fault. It said that they sought to kill him. Oh God. See, when you get emotional, you will begin to blame folks that didn't even have nothing to do with it. See, you gotta understand, it was all a setup. See, ain't no need of you blaming that relationship that didn't work, because if God didn't take you through that relationship that didn't work, you never would have understood now how to recognize the man that God got for you. So God had to take you through a process in order for you to understand some things, but you too busy stuck in 14 blaming somebody because you got the emotions caught up. But I'm on the road to recovery. I'm on the road to recovery. So now, in verse 4, David and his men, they got the emotions done set in now. They feeling sorry. And they blaming the man in charge. Oh, see, when things go wrong, dang, ain't nobody gonna point no fingers at you. They're gonna point it at the leader. Oh, see, you gotta understand the head always go through first. And that's why you have to understand, when the head get blessed, you get blessed. So it ain't the time for you to point the fingers when things are going wrong, but that's the time for you to point your praise in a direction that the enemy know not of, and let the devil know, this is just my season, that I'm getting ready to recover everything that's been stolen. Look at verse 5. It said, and David's two wives were taken captive. Ain't it something how everybody in 2014 blamed you for everything? Like you didn't even partake of losing anything. See, now they blaming David, and David saying, boy, is you crazy? Do you understand? I just lost my two wives and my girls. I just lost my whole family. You coming at me like I ain't have nothing to lose. Now you're pointing the finger at me. See, some of you had some fingers pointed at you last year, but God said, I'm about to cut off every finger that's about to be pointed in your direction this year, all because of the anointing that's on your life. Somebody ought to give God a praise for recovery. David, two wives got taken up. Verse 6 then says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. There it is. Now they want to kill David like it's his fault, because the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. See, y'all done heard that 1,000 times, but you still ain't speaking to yourself. How do you encourage yourself? By prophesying to your own dry bones, by prophesying to your money, by prophesying to your family, by prophesying even to the enemy that showed up in your life, and tell Satan himself, you don't have to back up off of my space. I'll prophesy you back to the pits of hell. I'll prophesy you out of my marriage. I'll prophesy you off of my children. I'll prophesy you out of my church. You got to encourage. You got to encourage yourself. Look at this. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Now look at verse 7. This is the completion verse. This is what you got to do to get on your road to recovery. See, I love when God put the number 7, because 7 is completion. And God always performs a miracle in 72 hours and 7 days. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all missed that. I told you it only takes 3 days. That's 72 hours, which means 7 is completion, 2 is 2 witnesses. All you need is somebody to touch and agree with you that in the next 72 hours, look at this. Put a star beside number 7. Because this is your start to recovery. It says, I'm about to walk this morning. It said, And David. It said, and David. That means every last one of you. You got to put your name where David's is. It said, and Pastor Troy. And Minister Keisha. And Elder Donawa. And Elder Murray. And Minister Shawanda. And, oh God. And David said to Abithar, the priest, he said, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And he brought him hither the ephod unto David. See, so now you got to understand what the ephod is. For those of you who don't understand priestly attire, the ephod was a vestment that was worn over the robe that had the tassels. And they began to wear the vestments over their robes, and that was called the ephod. Oh, y'all ain't getting it yet. So now it says that David went to the priest and asked him for the ephod. So now you have to understand the order that God begins to bless you on your road to recovery. So now even David, David had a pastor. Y'all missing this. Even David had a priest, because he said he went to his priest. David finds himself going to his pastor. Now you have a man. This was even now, it was past the time that David had already been anointed. He had already sent the prophet to let the oil begin to flow. So now he was already destined to be king, but he still got a pastor. So you got to watch them folks that think that just because they got a little bit of anointing, they got a little title, that now you think you don't need a pastor no more. Now you think you don't need a priest no more. But even David himself, all he had. David had it all. He had money. He had everything. But he still had a pastor. He didn't just go off. For the first thing he did when all hell broke loose, he went to his pastor. He didn't go to the benevolence fund and say, I need some money for the past due bill. But he went and said, I don't need you to pray for me, because I can pray for myself. See, in 2015, you gotta stop waiting for folks to lay hands on you and start praying for your own self. But see, some of you can't wait to altar call. But David said, I don't need an altar call. He said, I need the ephod. In other words, when you understand what the ephod is something that caused the priest to get in touch with God. So David is saying, I need what you have that gets you connected to God. I feel something happen. He say it. I don't need you to pray for me, because as my pastor, you should be doing that anyway. He said, I need what you have that can connect me to God. He said, I need the ephod so that I can start my journey to recovery. I need some anointing that's going to help me drive this devil out. He said, I need some anointing before I go into the enemy's camp and snatch back everything that devil done stole. The ephod, if you look it up, it was a connection for the priest to get in contact with God. And the significance of David asking for the ephod, he's saying now, I don't want nothing extraordinary. In other words, David says, I need the ephod because right now I'm in a place of recovery. Now you understand the word recovery means you want something that you had back. See, some of you used to have it all. You used to have the house. You used to have the car. You had the money. But as soon as you switched partners, the devil wanted to try to make you think it was worse on this side. But the devil is a liar. You on the road to recovery. And David said, because I'm in recovery, I need some things to start happening. Okay, Holy Ghost, let me give it to you like a plane. In other words, some of you are just in ICU. Y'all missing. See, the doctors will tell you, when you ask somebody, doc, how are they doing? They said they're recovering well. See, some of you are still in ICU, which means God is moving you to the intensive care unit. Because God said, in this season, when I release the anointing on you, when I release my glory on you, I got to keep you in ICU because you're going to be in critical condition. I got to watch you and make sure the devil... Look at somebody and say, you just in ICU. I'm on the road to recovery. I want my joy back. I want my peace back. I want my happiness back. Can I give it to the same sanctified saints? I want my anointing back. Oh, I want it back. And the devil done tried to show up and take the glory out of my anointing. But I'm in ICU right now. I got the Holy Ghost hooked up to my veins. I got the Holy Ghost on a breathing tube that's breathing life back into me. God said to tell you this morning, the Holy Ghost ain't got nothing. He got you hooked up to the respirator of the anointing, where he's breathing life back into you. Because truthfully, neither Mac or the fat of the Mac, you thought you was going to be dead. You should have been dead a long time ago. But God began to put you back on the respirator and said, I got to revive you again because your work is undone. I got more work for you to do. Watch this. I feel my help right about now. When you are in ICU, they don't let everybody in the room with you. Y'all missed this. Because you ain't in ICU, it's some people that's trying to find you to check on where you are concerning your anointing. But the Holy Ghost, Dr. Jesus, has restricted them from coming into your room and coming into your space until he finishes his process. I feel something. Watch this. So while I'm in ICU, Dr. Jesus keeps you there, and he will not release you until you are strong enough to do things on your own. So God is saying, I have to keep you in intensive care until you get enough anointing built up, until you get enough strength built up, until you realize that my blood has been flowing in your veins. I have to keep you right here until you get enough zeal to stand up to the devil and say, now I'm back in 2015 and ain't no stopping me now, because I got my strength back. I got the anointing back. I got God with me now, and I'm not worried about it. High five two people. High five two people and say, I just got restored. Everything I've been believing God for, I just got it. It just got downloaded into your bank account. It just got downloaded. Somebody just got a spiritual wire transfer. I'm on the road. I'm on recovery road. But sometimes when you get on recovery road, it's not an easy road. I might as well go ahead and flow. Y'all know this story. He asked him, now that I got the ephod, what connects you with God? And now that I'm in ICU and I'm recovering well now, now I'm believing, I done got over everything they said about me. You missed it. See, I done got over them trying to kill me. I told you they tried to kill David if you read the scripture. Your Bible is just like mine. It said they tried to kill David. But David said, none of them in critical condition. I've gotten over everybody that tried to destroy me. I got over everybody that's been blaming me. I got over everybody that was pointing fingers at me. I got over everybody saying I didn't have the anointing. I got over everybody that was planning for me to fail. I got over for all that. And God said, I'm recovering well. David said, I got the ephod, so now I feel a little bit stronger now. And he began to pray unto God, shall I pursue? So in other words, he's asking a question now. Shall I recover everything the devil done stole from me? So you got to stop asking folks what they think about your situation and just start talking to God and say, God, you know if I can begin to get out of this situation. God, you know if this year is my year. God, you know. So now David is recovering real good. And watch what's happening. Now, as soon as you start recovering just a little bit, see, some of you started your recovery process on December the 31st. Maybe it's too much for y'all. I told you, y'all got to get, this is a prophetic ministry. You got to understand it. On the 31st, you had all the hope you could dream of. That's why you went to watch thy servant. That's why you was at home praying on your face that this year you wouldn't have to go through the same thing you went through last year. Watch this. So why did the process start on the 31st, but now it seems like that now I'm back in a place where I still want to recover some things? Because you have to understand, I told you it only takes 3 days. In the prophetic, it says three is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What's the 31st start with? Three. Which means resurrection. When you put 3 plus 1, you get 4, which is today. Okay. That means today. So ever since December 31st, God gave the devil a 4-day grace period. So because God gives him 4 days, I'm going to give the devil 4 seconds. I'm going to give him 4 seconds to release everything voluntarily. I'm going to give him 4 seconds to give it up. Somebody tell the devil, it's jackboy time. I got my 9mm and I'm coming in the Holy Ghost to get back everything that the devil done stole from me. I'm on the road to recovery. Keisha, I'm giving him 4 seconds to take his hand off my children. I'm giving him 4 seconds to release the anointing in the atmosphere. I'm giving him 4 seconds to take his hands off the glory. I'm giving him 4 seconds. Oh. Watch this. And because the 31st, and God is a God of addition and multiplication, He always adds and loads you up. God said, today is the day you get reloaded. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed what I said. See, you thought you got it all on the 31st. But God said, today there's a reloading. And God said, the only thing you got on the 31st was a shove. He said, but today I'm going to put something inside you that's going to cause you to explode. So now you have to understand that when you take 31 and you add it and get 4, and you take it and add it to the day, which is the 4th, you get 8, which means new beginning. So which means when you got 4 and you put a double portion on it, you get 8, which is the new beginning, which means everything is about to be new in your life. That's why when 3 people go get their brand new house this year, they can't help but to get brand new furniture, because God is going to set you up, because you're going to let all them demons sit on your old furniture. You're going to let all the demons ride in your old car. And now God said, I got to give you a fresh anointing. Somebody shout, I'm on the road to recovery. Somebody shout, I'm walking like David right about now. See, I'm reminded in songs that they dance like David danced. See, all you got to do is dance like David danced and believe by faith that you're about to recover everything the devil done took. I want it all back. You held on to it last year. You held on to it in 2013. Even in 2012, you still got my stuff. See, ain't it something for the devil to keep your stuff on layaway that's already paid for? You need to tell the devil, release my blessing, because God already sent the son that paid the price for me. So I need you to take my stuff off a layaway, because it's already been paid for. It's already mine. I want it, and I want it right now. I'm not waiting another year. I'm not waiting another day. I'm not waiting another hour. I need it now. Let me get ready to close it. It said, but David pursued. Oh God. He and 600 men were with him, and they came to the brook of Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. Ah, y'all missed it. It said he went to the brook. That means when you get to the breaking point, when you get right on the edge of your blessing, God will call some people to get left behind right where they are. See, the people you cut off in 14, they're going to have to stay where they are, because they ain't got what it takes to journey with you on this road to recovery. You don't need nobody to suck life from you no more. You don't need nobody to steal the anointing no more. You don't need nobody to leech off of your spirit. But it said he came to the brook, and he left them that were behind. And guess what? It's some people. Keep reading what the Bible says. He said, now he took 200 and 300 men. Even when he kept on going, it was some of them that got too tired for the journey. So it's some people that had enough strength to follow you over just enough to get into January. But guess what? They're going to have to drop. You missed it. Now, after David moved past the brook, he had a couple of more men follow him, but they got too tired. They had to lay down somewhere because they didn't even have enough strength for the journey. So don't take it personal now that this month, if you start getting some knives and some daggers pulled out and you start cutting some strings and start cutting some folks back, because it's all because of your process of being on the road to recovery, because now you're about to recover some stuff that the devil knows that belongs to you. But Pastor, I enjoy my people that's around me. We click real good. I don't see no conflict right now. You may not see it now, but it's on the way. Because what you don't understand is you got some secret haters. You got some people now that is secretly acting like they got your best interest at heart. They are secretly acting like they're pushing the vision, but yet they're trying to destroy it behind your back. And God said, I got to be like I did David now and get rid of all the weaklings, all the people that got turtle mentality, all the people that's thinking too slow around you. He said, I got to get rid of them and move them out of the way, because you don't understand, the enemy is already celebrating with your stuff. And when you get to where he is, because the enemy is already celebrating, you don't need the secret society of the haters with you to celebrate with the enemy on your stuff. Can you imagine walking into a camp after you've just been robbed? And now you see your TV, you see your car, you see your nice jewelry and everything laying out there on the ground, and the devil and all his imps is just celebrating, drinking and shouting, having a party, and you standing on top of the hill with some people you think that's with you, and then you say, okay, let's go get my stuff, and then they start backing up from you right there. I'd rather you leave me before I get to the devil than to have to fight two devils at one time. If I can get rid of you while I can, I'll get rid of you while I can, because it's less weight I gotta worry about when I get to where my blessing is. Look at somebody and say, I'm about to recover everything. I'm about to recover everything the devil done tried to take. In other words, it's been laid up. He's polishing your stuff. Watch this. And I'm closing. It said, see, when David started getting rid of the folks and letting them fall off and letting them be weak and weary, David said, I ain't got time to sit here and pity part of you. I ain't got time to try to make you think you got it together, because David is saying, you've been with me all these years. You should know God by now. See, it's some people that's been with you for years, and you begin to listen to their problems and listen to them begin to complain. And you begin to tell me you've been saved for 31 years, and you still coming and crying like a baby on Similac. You need to grow up in the spirit and start eating some beef and get off some oodles and noodles and start letting God begin to use you and both you in the anointing of God.
Pastor Troy King would love to have you visit the Glory Has Come International Ministries at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. For any of our messages or service times, visit our website at www.thegloryhascome.com. That's www.thegloryhascome.com, or call 704-612-3360. Thanks again for listening. Now take what you've heard and apply it to your life.